And I think they can change. And they just have to do it one step at a time. Not just change all the dishes. Not overnight. Nothing's going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
They've got to maybe one dish a week or something. Slowly introduce it into the family. And yes, changes will happen.
Hi, welcome back to Circe Health Pod. Today we are excited to have our good friend, Chef Michael Swamy, from Cordon Bleu, and I'll let him expand upon all of his wonderful achievements. So get ready as we attempt to take a small bite of his culinary knowledge. See what I did there? All right, so first question we have for you, I guess a little bit about your history, and then when did you decide you wanted to be a chef?
A little bit about my history is I grew up in Bombay, and I always wanted to make food films and document food. And that's when my mother said, go and become a chef. So I think it's between the devil and the deep blue sea because I love my photography more than being a chef. And it's when I was being a chef that I realized that we are cooking for people. And it's our job to give them healthy food and not just give them what they want.
So speaking of healthy food, have you found it difficult to incorporate plant-based dishes into your regime over the years?
It is a little difficult, but the beauty of India is that there are so many vegetables that it's easier. And I kind of gave up milk and sugar after the 10th grade because several reasons. I just found it healthier, more energetic. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing led to the other, despite becoming a pastry chef where everything is about butter and cream. Yes. And
so since you've incorporated more plant-based dishes, what do you think has been the best part about making that switch or change?
The best part about making that switch and change is that you can be more innovative. Indian culinary dishes are very staid. They've stayed the same for decades. People are not really innovative or creative. And I think it's being a chef, you putting the French touches, which I learned at the Cordon Bleu, into Indian food is something that has benefited me and made me change the Indian diaspora of food. And giving people technique-based food rather than recipe-oriented.
Yes. So do you feel that an everyday home chef could modify their regime into this particular... more healthy, more plant-based, or would it be very difficult for them?
It's a mix of both. But Indian housewives love everything fried, everything overly cooked. We cook our vegetables till they're dead. They forget that vegetables have a life. And
yes.
You know, the cooking technique is fast, simple. Mm-hmm. You know, like how the Chinese cook their food?
Yes.
Stir fries and quick and easy. And I think they can change. And they just have to do it one step at a time. Not just change all the dishes.
Not overnight.
Nothing's going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
They've got to maybe one dish a week or something. Slowly introduce it into the family. And yes, changes will happen.
Great. Those are good tips. We also agree with changing things a little bit at a time for various things, which you'll find out in several podcasts to come. Do you feel that a plant-based diet is too fancy or too expensive for people to have on a daily or mostly daily basis?
It's not expensive. Brands and corporates are making it expensive. It is not expensive at all.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's probably reassuring for people to hear. We can also attest to that as well. Do you feel that coming up with new plant-based dishes has become tedious for you? Do you feel that it's boring, that you end up doing the same thing over and over again?
I think it depends on your knowledge base. If your knowledge base is limited, it will become limited. The minute you understand culinary techniques, you can expand it across all the vegetables that are there. Like, you know, when organic came into the market, people forgot that centuries ago, everything was organic.
Right. Yes.
And so why should organic be expensive? So even now with plant-based, vegetables have been there for decades and centuries. It's just reinventing the wheel. Not reinventing the wheel, but it's more like playing with your food.
Yeah.
Experimenting. And just going by less oil, staying away from all your animal-based products. And just staying healthy at the same time.
Right. Like celebrating the plant.
celebrating the plant, absolutely.
Do you find now that hopefully more people are incorporating plant-based into their diet, do you see more of your chef colleagues doing the same thing?
A few of the chefs are doing that, namely because most chefs are cooking what the client wants. They're not cooking their food and giving it to the client. And like when I go to a Michelin star restaurant abroad, you go there to eat the chef's food. And even this restaurant, this Michelin star restaurant in New York, has gone completely vegan. And you go to a restaurant to eat what the chef is offering and honor that. And I think a lot of chefs today, if they change their mindset, they can change the people's mindsets.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. What do you feel on the more, I guess, the more culinary side? Why do you think, what is the most important reason why someone should transition to a plant-based diet?
Healthy. Animals have a soul. I always say that. Sometimes, you know, like when I was in Kashmir and holding a young baby lamb, it was a different feeling altogether. And you kind of connect with the animal. And then you, because even today, I cannot kill an animal and then eat it. If it's come from the store, that connect of it being a living animal is gone. And a lot of people, I think once they connect with nature, they automatically convert to a plant-based diet.
And you spend a lot of time in nature, right?
I do.
Finally, anything else you wanted to share with our excited audience? Anything that you want to talk about? Plant-based, healthy diet, food in general that you feel like we missed or that you can't wait to get off your chest?
Well, you know, there's so many things that one can talk about a plant-based diet. And it was quite, you know, especially when you guys came to Bombay, I said, why not we all do something? Because it's so much fun doing something different. Other chefs are just in their kitchen, stuck with a menu either they've created or the owners have created. Here, you're going out to a wider audience. It's not, you're teaching people. And teaching is something which is, you have fun teaching people and you feel happy. And that's what I think being a chef is all about. Being happy and not just worrying about a guest complaint or things like that, you know?
Great. And we agree with teaching. We like teaching you and we like learning from you. So, on those lines, please subscribe to our lovely new podcast channel and we'll have more exciting topics to come. Thank you, Chef Michael. It's always a pleasure. See you next time. We really hope you enjoyed our conversation. Can you think about one thing or an idea that you can start to introduce into your own life that will help make your life healthier and less stressful?
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you can take a few seconds to share the podcast with your friends and family. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week.
And always remember, your health is literally in your own hands. Making lifestyle changes is not an easy task, but we promise you will be aptly rewarded with a long, healthy, and disease-free life.